Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 29th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. Washington paused to honor one of its most influential lawmakers. President Donald Trump led tributes at the funeral of longtime Senator Lindsey Graham, calling him a giant of the United States Senate and a true American original. Graham died earlier this month at the age of 71 from an aortic dissection after returning from a visit to Ukraine. The service at Washington National Cathedral drew senior U.S. officials, along with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, reflecting Graham's strong support for both countries. Trump recalled their unlikely friendship, which grew after a bitter 2016 rivalry. Graham's death leaves a significant gap in U.S. foreign policy circles, with his sister temporarily filling his Senate seat. Another news. A sharp diplomatic dispute unfolded at the United Nations this week. The U.S. delegation walked out of a Security Council meeting during remarks by France's ambassador, protesting comments that compared Washington's recent human rights voting record to that of Russia and North Korea. The disagreement began after the United States opposed extending the term of UN Human Rights Chief Volker Türk, while France publicly criticized the vote. U.S. Ambassador Dan Negre said Washington would continue such protests until France changed what he called its condescending rhetoric. The incident highlights growing tensions between the Trump administration and the United Nations, as Washington continues reviewing its funding and participation in several UN bodies. Around the world, Iran is expected to receive hundreds of Chinese-made portable air defense missile systems within weeks, according to Reuters sources familiar with the agreement. The reported deal, valued at between $60 and $70 million, includes up to 400 shoulder-fired missile launchers designed to defend against drones, helicopters, and low-flying aircraft. The purchase comes as Tehran seeks to rebuild its military following months of conflict with the United States and Israel that exposed weaknesses in its air defenses. China's foreign ministry dismissed the report as completely groundless, while Pakistan denied claims it would facilitate the deliveries. If completed, the deal would mark one of Iran's largest recent efforts to strengthen its short-range air defense network. Another news. President Donald Trump held separate White House meetings with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East continue. Zelensky said Trump agreed to provide licenses, allowing Ukraine to produce Patriot interceptor missiles domestically, although the White House has not officially confirmed the arrangement. Netanyahu's visit focused heavily on Iran, with both leaders reaffirming their shared objective of preventing Tehran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Shortly after the meetings, the U.S. military said it intercepted an attempted Iranian missile attack targeting American forces in the Middle East and announced strikes against Iranian-backed groups in Iraq. The discussions underline Washington's central role in managing multiple global security crises. Another news. Rescue teams are racing against time in southwest Japan after a powerful earthquake left at least 13 people dead. The magnitude 6.8 quake struck Kyushu Island on Tuesday afternoon, causing widespread structural damage and trapping people beneath collapsed buildings, including a shopping mall in Kumamoto, where rescue operations remain underway. Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi described the search as a race against time as emergency crews worked through the night. Witnesses reported floors collapsing and shelves crashing down as the ground shook violently. Officials say several people are still missing at both the shopping center and a nearby factory. Aftershocks remain a concern as authorities continue search and recovery efforts. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.